This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. God has spoken. What he said is recorded in a book he guided holy men of old to write. We know it as the Bible. Because he oversaw and inspired all that was written, it is also known as the Word of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. Getting God's message should be a high priority for each of us. It's able to make us wise unto salvation. It addresses issues we all face and provides insight for daily decision-making. It's able to penetrate to the deepest recesses of our lives. If we don't make God's Word our map and mandate for life, we might find its availability taken from us. It's happened before, according to Amos 8:11 through 12. It can happen again. You'll need to prepare for this task, recognizing that it's hard to do a good job at anything without the right tools. This is as true in getting God's message as it is in any other project. Let me share some tools to make the most of your Bible reading and study. A good Bible, one with large enough print that it's easy to read. If possible, get one with wide margins so you can make notes in it. Find one with paragraph breakdowns as well as single columns like you have in most books you read. I'd recommend the New International Version, the New American Standard Version, or the New King James Version. For general reading, a modern-day paraphrase like the New Living Bible is helpful. And also, a good Bible dictionary, Bible handbook, concordance, and commentary. Other tools include a pen, a sturdy notebook, and a flexible ruler to use when underlining in your Bible. Get ready, then dig in and get God's message.